This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with the effervescent Robbie and the ever so sick Dean.
Cough, coughity, cough, cough. I was wondering what you were going to say.
He's pushing through.
I really am.
Thank you, Dean. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thanks, Robbie.
Dean, it's an exciting time in Melbourne because comic book nerds and superhero nerds rejoice.
It's an exciting time in Australia, Robbie, because today Avengers Endgame came out at Australian cinemas. American cinemas, might I add. American cinemas get it in 2 days. We get it today.
Now, isn't that great? I'm glad that the producers of Endgame have realised how much more important the Australian market is than the
Absolutely.
US market. Now, and you were there at 8 a.m. this morning, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I went to the first screening at Melbourne Central at 8 a.m.
What
and
was that
I'm
like?
Going to tell you, by the way, everyone, a heads up, this is going to be a spoiler-free conversation about it. There will be no spoilers.
You have been strictly warned. I haven't. I'm not seeing it till tomorrow. So yeah, I definitely
I'm not
don't
spoiling
want to hear
a
anything.
Thing. Absolutely not. But it was an absolutely fantastic film. It was really weird getting up to go and see a film at 8 a.m. I'm going to be really honest, and catching a tram. And because it's public holiday week, I assumed there would be more people about. It was really quiet. So walking to the cinema was really strange.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
What about the crowd inside the cinema? Like, was it? Because I imagine it was a full session, a sold out session.
Well, it was completely sold out. I got the last 4 tickets of the last 7 that were left, and me and my friends, we were scattered all around the cinema because I wanted to make sure we were high up. And then the entire row that I was next to just didn't come.
Oh.
I know. So we could have all sat together. So they probably slept in. But all right, here's the tea. It is absolutely fantastic. Avengers Endgame, if you're a Marvel's fan, Marvel started their cinematic universe way back in 2008 with Iron Man. And every single movie, they've really built on that universe and built on what they've done. And here they are now with the concluding story of the Avengers.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely fantastic. It is 3 hours long. just over 3 hours, in fact. Do what I do. You go to the toilet multiple times so that the minute you're done, you need to pee. But it's not a nice slow film. It's not when it gets fast, it's very much towards the end, but it's just perfect in the way in which it's done. I know you all think you know what's going to happen. I want to be really clear, you don't. Every single time you think, okay, we're at the end of the film now, you're not. You're barely halfway through.
Yeah.
It really is the epitome of a superhero film. Marvel Cinematic Universe have done an absolutely amazing job. And the Russo brothers,
yep.
I believe it is, who
yep.
directed
Directors.
It, did an absolutely awesome job with these two films that they made back to back. They didn't take a break. They finished Avengers Infinity War and then kept on going with Avengers Endgame. And it was absolutely brilliant. I cannot stress enough, if you're a Marvel fan, you are going to love it. There are so many nods to moments in the comics. There are so many nods for people who do movies. It is absolutely brilliant, and I honestly loved every minute of it. But don't be one of these cinema goers, people. It's a just over 3.5 hour movie. Do not check your phone. Like, I was the person who, I bought 2 tubs of popcorn because it was 8 in the morning and I was very hungry. So I threw popcorn at people who would turn their phone on because it's distracting. If you want to know what time it is, then don't see the film. It's a 3 hour film. Block your time out and you'll be laughing because it's just absolutely outrageous. But also, it was the first session in Melbourne in Victoria, 8 a.m. in the morning. A quarter of the cinema were really excited. I mean, really excited. They were screamers, Robbie. They were massive screamers. Like, every little moment that happened, every time a character appeared on the screen, which is during the whole damn film, they would scream. And you know that follower culture where one person screams and everyone catches onto it, or one person laughs and then everyone laughs. There are really amusing moments during this film, but it's actually really intense and really deep. But the moments are ruined by everyone laughing so much.
Yeah.
There was even one point that was a little bit emotional and teary, and one young lass in this, I'm assuming she was a young lass in the cinema, started crying. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean, like that, crying in the cinema like that. And we were all literally like, what is going on? I ask you all, don't be like those people. Go and see a film for your enjoyment. It's an absolutely brilliant film. It has everything you could want in a superhero film. Even if you don't like Marvel, there's no way you cannot love this. It pulls at the heartstrings. It pulls at the emotions of the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. Every single film. It does an absolutely brilliant job. And I can't recommend it enough. But it doesn't feel like it goes for 3 hours, but it does keep going. So I suggest wearing a diaper. I'm going to be really honest. Just pop into Coles and get yourself a Japan's nappy or something. Get the adult ones. So then if you need to go, no wuckers.
I think that's a brilliant idea. So hot tips are make sure you pee a lot before the show. Put your phones away. Don't worry about the time. Immerse yourself in it. Don't ruin it for other people. And make sure you've done your homework. Make sure you've seen the follow-up, the little lead-up movies.
And more importantly, don't spoil anything. Like, there was literally one person who kept screaming, oh, my God, that scene's from the movie. Oh, that scene's from the comics. And we're like, we know. We're here at 8 in the morning. We're obviously comic book fans. Like, that's why we're here. So it was a little bit insane. But also, most importantly, respect other people in the film. You're going to love it. There is no doubt whatsoever. Plan to catch up with your friends afterwards and dive into it and love it so much. But respect other people in the cinema.
Now, I'll be honest. I do want to... I already had tickets for Friday night, but I've decided that I cannot wait that long.
That's my kind of dedication, Robbie.
I also don't really trust my collection of friends, not to spoil it.
Well, that's why I went at the start.
At the start,
the very first session, just so it wouldn't be spoiled for me.
I'm going as well tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, so I'll be seeing it twice, 2 days in a row. But I want a little bit of that vibe. Like, you know, I don't want to miss anything. I don't want there to be so much cackling and carry on that I miss life.
And I cannot wait to see it again. It's great. Like, the vibe was wonderful. Everyone was on that. But I mean, when I mean crying, I mean screaming crying. And it was an emotional moment, but not that emotional. And obviously this person was that invested that was them. But even the laughing, like, they were laughing at points that weren't funny. And it just detracts from everyone else. But you're definitely going to have fandom. You're definitely going to have geekness. There's so much of it in there. So go with it. But don't be so loud that you ruin the experience for other people. Same with turning on your phones. And no spoilers, people.
No spoilers. I think we all need to decide
like with Game of Thrones.
As a society, we just don't do it. You know, we've learnt very well. We're doing well with television for the most bit. It still stands for movies as well.
Absolutely. Spoil nothing. In fact, I will also turn around and say, just be careful on social media. Hashtags are where people are being very dangerous on Twitter. They're hashtagging certain characters' names. Things will hit you earlier when you know that.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely brilliant. Every single character gets a beautiful moment. And this is a movie franchise filled with characters. So go and see it and let us know what you think. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy
99.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.